One of the responses to the opioid crisis has been pursuing criminal drug cases more aggressively. In Pennsylvania, more prosecutors are pursuing the charge of drug delivery resulting in death. As WPSU's Min Chen reports, while law enforcement sees the charge as one way to solve the crisis, critics say it punishes the people who need help.
In Elk County in March 2017, Caitlin Bjork bought 5 bags of drugs from her sister Allison Miller and her cousin Teresa Sample. They had just gone to Pittsburgh and bought 20 bags of what they thought was heroin. Bjork died from an overdose the next day at her parents' house in Wilcox. A lab test determined she had taken straight fentanyl. WJAC reported on the arrest.
The women are facing multiple charges, and that includes drug delivery resulting in death. The district attorney says this is the first time that this offense has been filed in Elk County since its inception.
Elk County District Attorney Sean McMahon says he cannot discuss the case since it's still ongoing. But in a press conference in February, he said sellers and distributors contribute to the opioid crisis.
These cases that have been filed shows what high stakes that we're dealing with. That a first-time user can expose themselves to death, and they may not even know it.
What happened in Elk County reflects a statewide trend. More and more prosecutors are pressing the first-degree felony charge on those who provided drugs that lead to overdose deaths. The Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts found that last year, 205 drug delivery resulting in death charges were filed, more than double the year before. And in 2013, that number was 15. Increasingly, law enforcement is using this charge as a tool to respond to the ongoing crisis. But some critics say it's not at all solving the problem. One of the opposing voices is Richard Segast. He's a former Center County public defender and now teaches law at Penn State.
The increase in using this charge and prosecuting people, it hasn't shown any significant or any decrease in the people dying from overdose. It's not deterring anyone.
Segast says changes to the criminal code in 2011 make it easier for prosecutors to convict defendants and impose significant jail time.
We call these super felonies. It's a felony one, which is usually the most serious charge you can have other than murder.
While the maximum penalty is 40 years, most defendants with no prior record are likely to get 4 to 10 years in prison. Segast says most of his clients struggled with addiction themselves.
It's hard to for them to understand how they can be facing essentially a murder charge when they're using the same drugs as the person who died.
In 2014, Elizabeth Klein Smelter of Bowlesburg died from an overdose on heroin that her boyfriend Ryan Camp gave her. Despite the Smelter family's wish to get Camp into treatment, instead he was sentenced to 4 to 12 years in prison. Segast says district attorneys have a lot of discretion on when to bring charges.
And this is an elected position. A lot of them feel that in order to be reelected, they need to be tough on crime. They're trying to look like they're trying to solve the problem.
To address the root of the crisis, Segast says diversion and treatment should be the focus. He helped establish the drug court in Centre County, where eligible participants can get sober and might have their charges reduced or dropped. Centre County District Attorney Bernie Cantorna agrees that this type of case should be handled with nuance. He says there's a definite distinction between drug dealers and their victims.
So it is our policy, it's our objective to identify the drug dealer and prosecute the drug dealer with these offenses, not those who are addicted, who are the victims of the drug dealers who are peddling the poison.
Currently, there are 3 prosecutions involving drug delivery resulting in death in Centre County and 2 other investigations likely to lead to those charges. These cases are difficult to prove, according to Cantorna. There has to be identification of the drug dealer, evidence that person provided the drug, and determination that those substances caused the death. Cantorna says the significant sentencing can be a powerful tool.
You have to impose stiff sentences with drug dealers who are selling heroin. You have to impose stiff sentences when people die because they sold these drugs. It is one piece in the puzzle to address the issues.
Cantorna and his office have worked with the Center County Hope Initiative and hosted town halls talking to the public about addiction prevention and treatment.
We will not arrest ourselves out of this opioid crisis. So I will use the bully pulpit of the district attorney's office to attempt to get people help before they die or before we have to prosecute them. And if they commit crimes, we will prosecute them.
3 months after the press conference in Elk County, a third person was charged, the man from Pittsburgh who supplied the drugs to Miller and Sample before they gave it to Caitlin Burek. Andre Frazier is charged with 3 felonies, including conspiracy to commit drug delivery resulting in death. I'm Min Xian, WPSU.